Arizona schools will receive more money than they have in almost a decade to buy new supplies and fix aging buildings. But as Mariana Dale reports from KJZZ's education desk, this money isn't new and it isn't always going to buy new textbooks, desks, and school equipment.
This Mesa classroom is filled with folders in every color of the rainbow. Sarah Horton explains how they help kids who struggle to read.
Each folder is broken down into each phonics lesson. So we start out with like CVC words, consonant, vowel, consonant, cat, dog, mom, dad.
An orange folder has lessons on the erd sound. She reads one of the passages.
This one is called The Bird on Third.
Horton is an instructional assistant, one of those jobs we don't really talk about, but is essential to a school like Emerson Elementary. When she started 4 years ago, she made $9.36 an hour, a little more than minimum wage.
Many of the people that I work with have been here for 10, 15, 24 years even, and now we all make about the same because minimum wage has increased so much.
Next year, Horton will get $11 an hour because of the statewide minimum wage increase. She says more money is nice, but it hasn't really changed her life, and she still has a second job at Starbucks to make her car payment.
Thankfully, I still live with my parents, and they don't charge me rent, so that's pretty good.
But multiply the minimum wage increase across the state's largest district, and it adds up to millions of dollars. Mesa Public Schools has had to dip into a pot of money called District Additional Assistance to pay for it.
In essence, District Additional Assistance is your capital fund.
Scott Thompson is an assistant superintendent for Mesa Public Schools. He helped me understand district additional assistance is not really extra money. It's a category that's been part of Arizona's school funding formula for decades.
For Mesa, and for a lot of districts, that's the money that you use to buy textbooks, buses, instructional materials, some of which can only be bought from that fund.
State law says districts should receive between $400 and $600 per student per year, depending on a school's size. In the years after the recession, district additional assistance was slashed about 85% to less than $80 per student for most districts. Peoria Schools CFO Michelle Myers says leaders had to make hard decisions.
All districts had to prioritize with limited funding, and one way we did that was to ensure that we're using our available funding for staff and salaries as well as safety needs.
Last year, Governor Doug Ducey announced district additional assistance would be fully restored over 5 years.
This week I will release my budget. It will include a full commitment to accelerate the state's K-12 investment.
That budget included $100 million for district additional assistance. Sounds like a lot, but the Arizona School Boards Association estimates that meant districts received just 35% of what they were owed. Education advocacy groups, including the State Teachers Union, have made restoring district additional assistance a legislative priority. Marisol Garcia is the vice president of the Arizona Education Association.
We need it to be a stabilizing force in our schools. We need to be able to have districts plan and project how much money they're going to have so that they can make those commitments to the community.
In Peoria, restored district additional assistance paid for a new phonics program and some staff salaries and benefits. CFO Myers says the district still relies on voters for bigger projects.
Because even when our capital funding is fully restored, it will never provide enough funding to build a new school, for example.
Next year, an estimated 65 to 68% of the funding will be restored to district additional assistance. But many districts, including Mesa, will have to spread that funding out into non-capital needs.
Really, when you do take the money out of, you're taking away from something.
Scott Thompson says the district used almost a quarter of additional assistance last year to pay for those minimum wage increases and teacher raises and put off buying new textbooks and desks. Mesa and districts around the state are in the final stages of deciding how they'll spend next year's budget. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Mesa.
Arizona schools will receive more money than they have in almost a decade to buy new supplies and fix aging buildings. But as Mariana Dale reports from KJZZ's education desk, this money isn't new, and it isn't always going to buy new textbooks, desks, and school equipment.
This Mesa classroom is filled with folders in every color of the rainbow. Sarah Horton explains how they help kids who struggle to read.
Each folder is broken down into each phonics lesson. So we start out with like CVC words, consonant, vowel, consonant, cat, dog, mom, dad.
An orange folder has lessons on the erd sound. She reads one of the passages.
This one is called The Bird on Third.
Horton is an instructional assistant, one of those jobs we don't really talk about, but is essential to a school like Emerson Elementary. When she started 4 years ago, she made $9.36 an hour, a little more than minimum wage.
Many of the people that I work with have been here for 10, 15, 24 years even, and now we all make about the same because minimum wage has increased so much.
Next year, Horton will get $11 an hour because of the statewide minimum wage increase. She says more money is nice, but it hasn't really changed her life, and she still has a second job at Starbucks to make her car payment.
Thankfully, I still live with my parents, and they don't charge me rent, so that's pretty good.
But multiply the minimum wage increase across the state's largest district, and it adds up to millions of dollars. Mesa Public Schools has had to dip into a pot of money called District Additional Assistance to pay for it.
In essence, District Additional Assistance is your capital fund.
Scott Thompson is an assistant superintendent for Mesa Public Schools. He helped me understand district additional assistance is not really extra money. It's a category that's been part of Arizona's school funding formula for decades.
For Mesa, and for a lot of districts, that's the money that you use to buy textbooks, buses, instructional materials, some of which can only be bought from that fund.
State law says districts should receive between $400 and $600 per student per year, depending on a school's size. In the years after the recession, district additional assistance was slashed about 85% to less than $80 per student for most districts. Peoria Schools CFO Michelle Myers says leaders had to make hard decisions.
All districts had to prioritize with limited funding, and one way we did that was to ensure that we're using our available funding for staff and salaries as well as safety needs.
Last year, Governor Doug Ducey announced district additional assistance would be fully restored over 5 years.
This week I will release my budget. It will include a full commitment to accelerate the state's K-12 investment.
That budget included $100 million for district additional assistance. Sounds like a lot, but the Arizona School Boards Association estimates that meant districts received just 35% of what they were owed. Education advocacy groups, including the State Teachers Union, have made restoring district additional assistance a legislative priority. Marisol Garcia is the vice president of the Arizona Education Association.
We need it to be a stabilizing force in our schools. We need to be able to have districts plan and project how much money they're going to have so that they can make those commitments to the community.
In Peoria, restored district additional assistance paid for a new phonics program and some staff salaries and benefits. CFO Myers says the district still relies on voters for bigger projects.
Because even when our capital funding is fully restored, it will never provide enough funding to build a new school, for example.
Next year, an estimated 65 to 68% of the funding will be restored to district additional assistance. But many districts, including Mesa, will have to spread that funding out into non-capital needs.
Really, when you do take the money out of, you're taking away from something.
Scott Thompson says the district used almost a quarter of additional assistance last year to pay for those minimum wage increases and teacher raises and put off buying new textbooks and desks. Mesa and districts around the state are in the final stages of deciding how they'll spend next year's budget. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Mesa.
And now Mariana is with us in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
So can you explain why you focused on this particular aspect of school funding, district additional assistance?
Yes, that phrase I'm so familiar with. It's a huge understatement to say that school funding in Arizona is just really, really complicated. Statewide, it adds up to almost $5 billion that comes out of Arizona's general fund. And it's a number so big that, like, it might as well be monopoly money to you or me or the average person. So I just wanted to look at one specific fraction of that $5 billion pie.
So aside from district additional assistance, which you focused focused on in your piece. What other types of funding do the districts get?
Yeah, schools receive a set amount of funding per student from the state. That's where the bulk of their money comes from. And they might get more money for a student that's learning English as a second language or students that have disabilities. There's also some specific pots of money for transportation. Then there's another pot of money that districts can apply to for school repairs and for building new schools. That's from the School Facilities Board. And districts also get some money from the federal government as well. There's grants and special programs, for example, for at-risk students. And then residents themselves are actually paying for a part of schools' budgets through their property taxes. And the bottom line, though, is that most of this money that schools rely on is coming from the state of Arizona.
Okay, so what else was in this year's budget aside from the restoration of district additional assistance?
Quite a few things. So there is money for the 5% teacher raise. That's part of that packaged raises 20 by 2020 that Governor Doug Ducey proposed before the teacher walkout last year. That's based on an average, though, so not every school district is necessarily getting enough money to give that promised raise. Some get more, some get a little bit less. Mesa is one of the reasons I went there, is that they actually had to use some of this district additional assistance to pay for those teacher raises. There is another program. It's a new program called the School Safety Grant Program. Districts are getting $20 million bucks, and they're going to have to apply and then use that money to either pay for a counselor or a school resource officer. And then another program that you might have heard about is it is the Results-Based Funding Fund. Two funds there. And that is where districts are getting anywhere from $225 to $400 per student. And that's for schools that are scoring really well on Arizona's state standardized test. That's a fund that already existed, but they threw another $30 million into that fund.
Okay, so then do you know how the districts are going to spend that funding?
So that's actually being determined right now. Districts have to submit their budgets by the end of the month about. And there's a lot of local control in Arizona. So every district, whether it's rural or urban, high or low poverty, is making decisions for what that district specifically needs. So I can speak best to Mesa because that's where I recently spent a lot of time. And being the state's largest district, I think it has a lot of implications for the rest of the state. They are adding teachers to try and reduce class sizes next year. They're also working to hire a counselor in every elementary school that's even outside of what the state is giving them money for. And then they're also paying for those minimum wage increases for their classified staff.
Okay. KJZ's Mariana Dale. Thanks for looking into this.
You're welcome.